the Chochom in the Haggadah defined the mitzvah. And I say, I must confess that he did a better job than Machader Rebbeim did. The Cheder we learned, Chukim and Mishpotim. Mishpotim are universal types of laws which the human mind readily relates to. And Chukim are laws which the human mind does not foster on its own. And we have a very difficult time understanding what they're about. Kashrus for Adum and the Chukim. But the Chochom in the Haggadah said something else. He was very new Chumash better than that. There are Eidos, Chukim and Mishpotim. Eidos are those mitzvahs, those celebrations which connect us with great historical events, the great philosophical notions of Yadus. Pesach is Eidos. It's to connect us with all notions of the Tzias Mitzrayim, the cornerstone of Yadus. Shabbos is Eidos. Kishesh is Yom Mimosa Hashem HaShemayim HaSaretz. So the Shaila is, in which sphere should we put Sfiras on? Chukim, Shpot, or Eidos? Well, it's certainly not Mishpot. It's not a civil law. So we're left either to imagine either that it's a chuk, a very strange chuk, so every night we get up and count, counting, like to know is, what? What are we counting for? For what purpose? And so Pashtis, one imagines that this is Eidos. So where is Merumah's the reason for Sfiras HaEmor in the Pesukim? We have all we could say, we count 50 days of Nemoch Rosh HaShabbos HaShiyas Tisperu Chamiyishim Yomim Krafte Mincha Chadosh Ol Hashem. The Torah does not even spell out that the Chag of Atzeres or Shavuos is this Zman HaMatan Torah, not spelled out in the Torah. So to say Al Pi Pashtus, that's the simplest explanation that we're counting to get up to Matan Torah, a little bit is Ikel Chosam and Aseva. I mean, they tell me that Shavuos is the time of Matan Torah. Not so obvious. You could deduce it from the Parshas Yisro, the Chodesh HaShlishi. So there you get the notion that some that in the number of days Moshe Rabbeinu is going back, 3 days Agdolo, so you might be able to cheshben out from that that Matan Torah is on Shavuos. So we could perhaps get away with that explanation as somewhat Al Pi Pashtus Akro, which is what the Sefer HaChinuch does. But I always felt there should be a pshat which is more rooted in Sfiras HaEmor, which is more rooted in the pshat itself, in the psukkah. So the Sforno, and a kol toli b'mazal afu the Sefer Torah shebeheichol. The Zal tell us, there are many Sefer Torah, which one gets read from? That's already mazal. The Sforno wrote about Sfiras HaEmor. The only thing is that he wrote about it in the parasha which deals with Chag HaMatzos, right before. So if you open up the Chumash and you look at the Pesukim and you want to find a Perush on Sfiras HaEmor, there's nothing there. So you need the good fortune to bump into the Sforno, the Pesuk before this parasha begins. And he writes the following. V'hischol dibur Chag HaShavuos min HaEmor. He begins the discussion of Chag HaShavuos from the Omer itself, from the Korban Omer. Can be oz maschil kotzer ba'omer. From that time, that's when the harvest begins. Usfiras HaShavuos, and the counting of the week, shehem me'inyan ha'chag, ha'nikro Chag HaKotzer v'Chag HaShavuos, is obviously tied thematically, because Shavuos is called Chag HaShavuos, like the festival of weeks. So it's obviously tied to the counting of the Shavuos, right? It's sort of Shavuos, Shavuos, Tispaloch, Me'ochel, right? That's in the Parsha, in Parshas, right? It specifically ties Shavuos, Shavuos, Tispaloch, Me'ochel, Chermesh, Makom. So in the Torah it's called Chag HaKotzer v'Chag HaShavuos. Shavuos Nosan, Haidolo, Kel Yisborach. On that day we give her daughter the Rabbeinu Shalolim, Ashvuos Chukos Kotzer, Shoshom Alonu, on the weeks that the laws of nature were in a very benign fashion, Ki Omnom, Mikavonos HaRagolim Heim HaTfilah V'Hido. The ultimate purpose of the Ragolim is a time of Tfilah, to be mispalot to the Rabbeinu Shalolim, and a time to give Hido, to give thanksgiving. We pray to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that the spring should be one of benign weather and good conditions. And we give thanksgiving for our redemption. And the weather which prevails in between Nisan, which is the very beginning, the first harvest come in there, and many things are still growing, will determine exactly what takes place, how good the harvest will be, that these weeks he should bless us with appropriate weather. Therefore, the Omer is a Haidor that the spring went by in good fashion. I remember one year, the month of June came, which is quite late in the growing season here in the United States. And in the areas where they had soybeans, etc., in the Midwest, tremendous amounts of rain. And everything was destroyed. Just the weather was not the appropriate weather. They hit it were about within weeks of the harvest, and the weather came and made a churban of everything. So Shruwes is Hayoimer Haidala Oviv, Kemakru Bikuri Asoda Labaila. It's like bringing Bikurim. Where your korban imoy and the korban that we bring on Shavuos of the Shtei Alechem, that's the tefillah. That's a tefillah ala osid, that the harvest should now proceed properly. The counting is to remind us that each day this is a time of tefillah for the Rabbeinu Shalom. It began on Pesach, and we have to be mispalo day by day to be mispalo to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And Sukkis, and we give Haido for the Kotzer which came. The Chaga Osif, Al Taiva Osif. Right? So Chaga Kotzer is Shavuos. For the harvest began. And then finally Chaga Osif, the drain dried, the grain dried, and we're able to bring it in to the granaries.
Akron doesn't mention Bikurim.
This is not in the parasha of Bikurim. He just says that the notion of the Omer is similar to the notion of the Bikur. Mm-hmm. It's like we take the first of the harvest and we give it to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for a kol. So the Sforno tells us that the counting day by day is to remind us that there are 50 days of Tefillah in this very critical time of the year. And to remind us day by day to be mispalo to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's a special reminder for Tefillah. That's what it is. So that's rooted in the Psukim, because the Psukim talk about Yom Aviachem Es Omer Atrufo Ad Mimochras HaShabbos Tisperu Chamishim Yoyim Then V'yikraftem Al Alechem Shivas Kvosim Di Karbonus. And again, that's Mikra Kodesh V'kutzrichem Es Gitzir Arzichem Lo Yisachala. So this connects, in other words, the Posik, the Torah is dealing with the events of the Kotzer. And this tefillah is associated with that. So, the notion of the Sfiras HaOmer is a reminder that the days of tefillah, critical days, are passing by. And we have to grab a hold of them before they slip away. They manage to slip away very, very quickly. So, to place an emphasis on the time. So it's a year, it's a time, it's a zman of tefillah. So we have the notion, which is a little bit more pidrusha, I believe, that it's associated with Matan Torah. And we have the notion that it's associated with the unfolding of the natural order. And this is a zman, a very critical time that needs tefillah. Now, man often thinks when victory is within grasp, that it's his to grasp. And yet the message of this time of year is that it's not. As close as we are to success, without the siyata d'shmaya to push us over the top, it can all just disappear and slip away.
Today that Shavuos is so not focused on the harvest, what, how does the Rav attribute that? In other words, we're so focused on Matan Torah, you know, we don't really think about the harvest. Sukkos, we think about the harvest aspect. Why? What does the Rav think?
Because I think the Matan Torah has assumed the main, you know, place in Shavuos, and particularly because Shavuos doesn't have any mitzvahs. It's always noted that Pesach has matzah, Sukkot has a sukkah. What's going on with Shavuos? The pshat is because there are two things. There's mitzvahs and there's Torah. Pesach and Sukkot have to do with mitzvahs. Pesach and Sukkot have to do with mitzvahs. Shavuos has to do with Torah. Torah is different than mitzvahs. It's different than mitzvahs. That's why I think we focus upon it. But there's a broader message that whatever our endeavors may be, whether in this world, in Torah, of how necessary tefillah is, a vital component it is. Even when we see the first signs of success, we're not there yet. And the truth is, we cannot, every once in a while, you know, the Rabbeinu Shalom's cheshbonos, but we get reminders that there are certain cycles in the world that we are all dependent on. Right? So what's the big news now? Wheat and corn are going through the roof, the price. Right? Why? Because there was a drought in Australia. They don't have any wheat. 30% of the corn crop in the United States is making ethanol now and going into the gas tanks.
Which is questionable anyway.
So all of a sudden, well, what did we realize? What did we see? That the basics that the world lives on agriculture is all of a sudden the concern of the whole world now. You know, we like to live in urban society and forget about the farm. But the Rabbeinu Shalom reminds us from time to time that we can't really, let us not assume that the basic staples of life, we can't take them for granted.
They don't grow on supermarket shelves?
Grow? What's grow? So this is the notion of the Sefira Sarim. Now, I've begun to suspect in my research that we're all guilty. I've questioned it many times. But now I begin to suspect that the reason that the questions are correct, and I'm not even sure that the pshat exists. It's a pshat we all know, but I'm not sure the pshat exists. So, and I have collected so far both in the Beis Yosef and in the Sefer HaChinuch proofs, which we'll see in a moment. The question is, what happens if we skip the night of sphere? I posak ba'alochas gedoilas, toizen of samach vavam ber'alof in menochas. I posak ba'alochas gedoilas, shim hipsik yoy mechor velo sipa. If he skipped the day and he didn't count, shuvay no sefer, you don't count at all anymore. It's not because if you hold that you messed up the mitzvah, there's no point even counting without a bracha. There's nothing to it. It's like you have three batim in your tefillin. Like, it's too bad. What are you going to do about it? It's not tefillin. You can't do anything about it. Shuvan ha-seifim b'shum deboye tmimus. Because we need tmimus. V'teima g'dolahu v'lo yitochet. As I find this very odd. Now, all the halachas g'dolah said, Mishum deboye tmimais. All he said. Now in the Loshen of the Sefer HaChinuch, Midinei HaMitzvah, Masha Omru Zichonu Levrocha, the Gemara Menachas, She Mitzvah Lemnoisen Vibba Erev Kedei Shu Tmimais. We should count at night, so we should have a whole day in front of the count. Moshe Omer Akosov, Tmimus Tiyano. For Omru, Zichon Elabrocha, Emos Ayin Tmimus, Bezman Shemaschim Eberim, we started night, so it was a whole day. When we come walk in Pirshon Omer Farshim, Shem Shochach Vole Mono Biba Era, that if one did not count in the night time, Moshe Lomocha Kol Ayom, so count in the daytime. V'yesha Omru, and this is Tosis citing the Baruch, Shem Shochach Vole Mono Yom Echad, can't count anymore. Now, why the fishakulan mitzvah achasi? It's all one mitzvah. When we came to shochach mehem yom echad, aray kol hacheshbon botel mimenu. He's lost the cheshbon. Now, in the conventional view of, that it's just all one mitzvah. So we wouldn't need the statement, "Arei kol hacheshbon botel mimenu." And there's a parallel lashon when the Beis Yosef quotes the Deya in the Torah Shulchan Aruch that holds that way. He also explains it. He also throws in something about the minyan. It doesn't have anything to do with the minyan according to the convention of understanding. All the nights are a mitzvah, and you messed up part, and that's it. You left out a part, and that part destroys the whole process, and there's nothing more to talk about. What are we getting about with the counting for? And then he says, "But a hodu marenu shabadarenu l'svarazu." The Balei HaTosfos did not agree with the Bahag. The Torah did not agree at all. Haigon. So we have two possibilities. Some have, this is a text, a variant text in the Sefer HaChinuch. Most editions don't have it. According to one text, it should say, Emer Shoyakach Voloi Brocha. Yesterday was 10. Now, Hayoi Macharos Hayoi. So that's it. Finished. So you fix up the count. Some don't have this line, and they just have Moino Hoacherim Im Kol Yisrael. Count Im Kol Yisrael. What do we mean, Im Kol Yisrael? What do you mean, Im Kol Yisrael? You just count. What do you mean, Im Kol Yisrael? Every mitzvah that I do is Im Kol Yisrael. So the Chayra, what he means is that why can I continue counting? We need a framework for the mitzvah. What establishes it? Day one, day two, day three? Who established the framework? There are a lot of different answers to this question. The two answers that he's working with, one is there is an objective framework. All the Klal Yisrael is counting. I can go to sleep for 30 days. What's the difference? I wake up on day 31. But all the Klal Yisrael got up to day 31, so it was day 31. And what happens if I sleep? I go to sleep for Nachman Shal Pesach and I sleep straight till Shavuos, lo aleinu. And I wake up on Shavuos, so it's not Shavuos. Klal Yisrael got up to the 50th day. It's Shavuos. What's the difference where I was? There's an objective standard which determines when it's Shavuos. An objective standard determines it's 30, it's 31, it's 32, it's 42, it's 44. That's one way. You could say that I create my own framework. By counting 1, 2, 3, so in fact I got up to 3. Now the S4 is on the list. If I left out 3, I can't go to 4. So that's the way he seems to set it up. Now it's interesting, he quotes from Haigon. Rav Haigon says, and this is, I think, the core source of confusion, it's a mitzvah by itself. He does not mean to say, in contrast, that all 49 are one mitzvah. The first day of the Bahag is articulating the fact it's an aspect of tumimus, that you can't, they are all somewhat dependent on each other. Everyone agrees each night is its own mitzvah. But you can't have an eighth if there was no seventh. So the nights, Tmimus, the only way you have a count is it's Tmimus. It means you're not missing anything. That's what the Torah meant by Tmimus. If you're missing something, what the Torah is telling you is what's the problem if it's not Tmimus? So your whole count fell apart. You're dead in the water. You just can't count. The era of Haigon came and said, no, the nights are not dependent on each other at all. Each one is a totally independent mitzvah. Tmimus is a dinner each day, perhaps. But in the totality, each one stands as a unit, as a standalone unit.
But how, I mean, so number 11 by itself means nothing unless you've built on it from Tantula.
Yeah, correct. So therefore,
so how can it work if it's a mitzvah by itself?
No, the question counts because the count does not have to do with me. The count is established in Kol Yisrael with all the Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael counted. The minyan shemayinu v'nei Yisrael, right? That's the old Rabbonim used to write, right? So, the minyan shemayinu v'nei Yisrael. So, Klal Yisrael creates the framework. I hook onto that framework. That's what I believe, and I mentioned Friday night what leads me inexorably in this direction. Is I do not believe that there's a way that I can understand how we can make a bracha on all 49 nights if the whole thing together is what, right? Because the Rishon, there's a machlokas babbling in Rishon. We paskin that if a mitzvah has pre-steps before the culmination, we don't make a bracha on the pre-steps. We only make a bracha on the culmination. The Rishalmi holds otherwise. The Rishalmi seems to hold it. You can make a bracha on building a sukkah, even though you only build a sukkah to eat in the sukkah, but we don't. There's a very interesting pshat, which is both articulated both by the Chassam Sofer and Rabbi Saul of Salant, coming from two different worlds. But they both came to the same pshat. He said, the Gemara says in the Dorm that the Churban of the first Beis HaMikdash took place, a famous Gemara, Pei Aleph. Because it says Al Ozvo Mesteros. So the Gemara says, what's Ozvo Mesteros? They didn't recite the Birchas HaTorah. So the question that they ask is, why in the world didn't they cite the Birchas HaTorah? They took learning pretty seriously. The Nevi'im could not detect an absence of Talmud Torah by Klal Yisrael. So they looked like they were people that took learning quite seriously. So if they took learning quite seriously, what are we to say? That they considered learning another, or just a secular discipline.
An intellectual exercise.
That's a little bit hard, and the Nevi'im couldn't pick it up. If they just considered it an intellectual exercise, there was no Yerushalayim associated, no Kedusha associated, one would imagine the Nevi'im should have detected that. And yet it says, they asked the Chachamim, they asked the Nevi'im, nobody knew the answer, until the Rebbe Shlomo gave a special Ayam Rashem. The Rosh Hashanah had to give a special revelation from heaven to the Nevi'im to understand what it was about. They could not fathom it. So Rabbi Yisrael and the Chassam Sofer both say that the Pshat is based on this Gemara in Menachos. He says what was lacking was Torah Lishmo. They learned Torah. They took Torah seriously. But what was Torah? Torah was a manual of how you do the mitzvahs. I mean, who? A computer manual. What are you? Unless you're some super geek, you know, who reads if he gets his kicks out of reading a computer manual? You know, they usually, you know, they drive me up a wall when I have to ever have to read them. You know, I usually don't understand anything more after I read them than before. Probably less than I read them. So, you know, I presume there must be some geeks, you know, to get the thrills out of reading such manuals, you know. But most of the rest of the world, we only open the manual if we get stuck somewhere running the computer. So we want to look something up. Maybe it'll tell us something which will get us out of the mess we got ourselves into. So they looked at Torah. It's a manual. There are 613 mitzvahs, so you have to study the manual if you want to be able to do the mitzvahs. So the learning was a hechsher mitzvah. It was a preparation to do the mitzvahs. But what was the culmination? It was the mitzvahs. So therefore, on a pre-step, they didn't make a bracha. It was inappropriate to make a bracha because it was a pre-step. Therefore, they didn't make a bracha. It didn't fit in with it. They didn't understand what basis there is to make a bracha. What they lacked was the notion of Torah Lishmo. We should learn Torah. I should learn Tyrus with the same cheshek that I learned Hilchos Shabbos. It's not relevant. It's the difference. And the Chazon Ish wrote on Tyrus the same way that he wrote on Zroim, Nosh, Moed, and Nezikin. Wrote on that too. So that was lacking. The Torah Lishmo aspect. So again, they use this principle of the Gemara and Menachos that on a pre-step, before the culmination, one does not make a bracha. So how could it be if there are 48 pre-steps and the 49th is the culmination, how can I make a bracha before the culmination? I have a hard time with this. So I'm starting to suspect that maybe I'm wondering if it actually exists. or maybe in fact this is a slight misstatement of this view, that really each night everyone holds as a mitzvah by itself. The question is that you need a framework to be able to count. But in terms of a mitzvah, each night is its own mitzvah, and you make a bracha on it. Now, there's a rather surprising statement in the Shulchan Aruch.
If I could for a minute, that you said the culmination is different than a precept. In this sense, each night is an inherent part of that mitzvah that gets you to 49.
That's
not a precept. It is an inherent that the mitzvah
is made up
of 49.
But you still, but you didn't fulfill the mitzvah until you got to the last step.
I understand, but it's different than building the sukkah. I see it a little different than building the sukkah versus sitting in the sukkah. This is the sitting in the sukkah is made up of 49 parts.
I hear where you're coming from. I'd say I'm not.
It's more than a pre-step, in other words. It's an inherent part of the mitzvah.
Yeah, it's.
But you have to get to a certain spot, but it is all part of it. Because you can't get to the end.
Yeah, that's true. You cannot get to the end, but again, you haven't really fulfilled the mitzvah yet. That's why if you miss one step, you blew the whole thing apart.
Right.
So that's.
In a tsunami, but.
So it's. You know, I don't see it as clear. I see the point that you're making, but I still don't see ourselves as clear of the initial problem. You know, we still didn't get to the key of it. You're right, there is some differentiation, which I would agree with, between the steps in Sefirah Salim, or even according to that view, and building a sukkah and sitting in a sukkah. That I would certainly agree with. It is a rather surprising statement in the Shulchan Aruch, and I don't know how many times I slid right by it. And despite the fact, in learning, we're always supposed to ask, what is the statement that I'm reading trying to teach me? Always have to be sensitive to that. That it shouldn't be a statement that's so elementary that I don't need to be reading it in the Sefer to know it. And yet, it goes by so smoothly. You know, you have a schnapps that's so smooth. You don't feel it. It goes right down, you know. It goes by so smoothly that I read the Shulchan Aruch, I don't know how many times, and it goes right by. The Shulchan Aruch says the following. I believe this, if I recall correctly, I think this is also the Bahag, but I'm not 100% sure. I believe the Bahag also. Says, the Shulchan Aruch writes, if you skip the first night or any other night, you can't go on counting with a bracha. Now, one ought to stop to ask oneself, which I never did. What's the Shulchan Aruch getting on? What's the first night, any other night? You missed the night, it's a night. What's the Mayomi Yomayim? Is it the first night, is it the 49th night, the 38th night? It's all the same. What are you trying to get to? So in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Tor Shulchan Aruch, it's very interesting, I believe it's the Bahags, that the problem in skipping, he says, is only on the first night. If you manage to count the first night, then it does, oh, it's not the, it can't be the Bahag, I don't remember what sheet that is, I don't know if it's the Bahag, but there's a sheet in the Tor. The problem is only the first night. If I manage to count the first night and I skipped any other night, it's not a problem. But if I skip the first night, then I'm doomed. Why? And then he spells it out. For the same reason that we're talking about until now. What creates the framework?
Begin.
If I start the haschalah, I press the button, the clock goes on, it starts to tick. Once the clock starts to tick, it's not dependent on me anymore. It clicks, it ticks, it ticks, it ticks. Whenever I wake up, it has a date and an hour to it. But I have to put it on. If I put it on a day late, so now I'm out of sync. I'm on one, and they're on two. It's I can't never get back in sync. But once I put it on day one, I did the mitzvah on day one, the clock just ticks. So that sheet is, I create the framework. Not Klal Yisrael. But I create the framework on day one. As soon as I start counting, that's it. The clock just continues. Unabated. All the way till Shavuos. So it doesn't make a difference what I skipped. Wherever I wake up, It's a mitzvah. So again, suggesting this type of mahalach, that what we're interested in doing is establishing the framework for counting. So the question is, how is this? We got a third sheet of how I create a framework. It's not created by myself. It's created by myself individually, not objectively by all of Klal Yisrael. But I create it on day one. Day one's the critical hour. That's it. So if you make it a shul on the second night of Yontif, and you count Sfira, according to this, you got it made. I don't have to worry till next year.
So if you miss, you'd be able to say a bracha according to that?
According to that, yeah. Everything's fine. No problems. It's a whole different perspective. It's a whole different perspective on the mitzvah sphere.
Well, it answers the question why, it would answer the question why you count up, because now you're not looking to Shavuos, you're basing it on the foundation. And the question why don't we count down to Shavuos, it's no, but it's really built on the one.
That would also be, it's true. In other words, why we count up, because day one, that's what starts it off. That's the Yisoyed. The Rambam is a very interesting question. The Rambam wants to know, and this is an issue that in other mitzvahs we debate. How many mitzvahs are there in Tefillin? One or two?
Tefillin?
Tefillin.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's a machlekes in the Rishayim.
I think it's two. Shartum os al
yodam. So is it one or two? It's a separate mitzvah. Yeah. The way we Ashkenazim make the brochas, it would seem to be that we accept if you did two mitzvahs, because we make two times Hashem Kishonu Sayyidah. So that certainly is pretty clear that we're doing two separate mitzvahs. The Sfardim don't make our brochas. It's far to make one bracha. The second bracha is only if they make a hefsek, so then they make the second bracha. Now, it's one of the stranger things in Jewish life. Tefillin, we wear Rashi's tefillin. But the brachas, we don't make the brachas like Rashi, we make the brachas like Rabbeinu Tam. It's the irony. We put on, we wear Rashi's tefillin, but the brachas are according to Rabbeinu Tam. So there we have a notion that it's two mitzvahs. So what is Sfira Saima? We have days and we have weeks. Are they separate mitzvahs or one mitzvah? So because of a Rambam Zichron of the Baruch, so the Rambam writes and say for our mitzvahs, Vayata Ischa Omram Zichron of the Baruch, don't be misled by that which Chazal have stated. Mitzvah l'mimnei yomei, it's a mitzvah to count days, a mitzvah l'mimnei shvui. And it's a mitzvah to count weeks. Tachshuv, you might conclude from that, change day mitzvahs. It says mitzvah to count days, mitzvah to count weeks. I certainly, there's a reasonable enough conclusion that it's two separate mitzvahs. The Rambam says, no, she'ein ha'kavona b'zeh lo mashdi mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It doesn't mean each one is an independent mitzvah. Avul chelek mechelki ha'mitzvah. It's one of the components of the mitzvah. There's yomim and there are shvuos. There would have been two mitzvahs. Ilu Amru, they're very interesting. The Rambam was a big fetch in the Loshon. He said if it said Minyan Hayomim Mitzvah, or Minyan Hashavuos Mitzvah, then it would imply that each one is a separate mitzvah. See, mitzvah at the beginning could be an imperative, meaning something that I have to do. When you put mitzvah at the end, it seems to use mitzvah in the sense, sort of in the gerund sense, you know. It's a noun, that it's a mitzvah. Right? Mitzvah can mean I am commanded. So the Rambam says, mitzvah at the beginning merely means what I am commanded to do. If it's added at the end, then it's in the gerund form, it's a noun. Which means it's a mitzvah, like in the list of mitzvahs. So he says, the fact that Chazal, very, very, very astute are, the Rambam and Loshen, and the Loshen. That since he wrote mitzvah at the beginning and not at the end, Chazal did not mean to imply that there are two mitzvahs. And even though if one looks into this meticulously and understands it clearly, inexorably the Rambam says you will come to my view that it's one mitzvah. Sha'ato kisha toimar yischayev shiyasa kach bekach. When you say someone is obligated to do A and B, but yischayev ben amayim razeh she'inyan ahu mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, doesn't mean it's two different things. Right? If your boss tells you, I want that financial report, and I want it at 8 o'clock tomorrow, so it doesn't mean it's two separate things. There's two parts of one thing that he wants. So the same thing here. V'horaya, amuvu erasosa, and I'll prove it to you, the Rambam says, that this is the pshat. In our practice, why do we count the weeks every single night? If it's a separate mitzvah of the weeks and the days,
every 7 days.
So we say, so many weeks and so many days. If it's a mitzvah to count the weeks, then you could arrive at such a conclusion. And Rav Yosheber Soloveitchik did explore it. I believe the Chizkuni, if I recall correctly, has such a view. Peter Chizkuni. Because there are two separate, why are the two parshias of Sfira Soiba? The Parsha in Parshas Emor, Sfarta, Chamim, Mokros, Shavas, Yom, Aviyach, Emor, Soimor, Atnufo. And what does it have in this Parsha? Right, but it says, Tisperu Chamishim Yom. It says it's for 7 weeks. But it doesn't tell us to count weeks. In Parshas for A, there it's Shuvah Shuvah, Tisperu Loch, we should count weeks. So why do we have two separate Parshas? So yeah, whatever Rav Yosheber Soloveitchik as I went into that each parsha in fact could be a different. So if you wanted to say that two separate mitzvahs, there's a parsha mitzvah Emor, there's a mitzvah Rei. So then one is Tisperuch Hamishim Yoyim, count the days. The one in parsha Rei would tell me Shiva Shavuos was Tisperuch. When they finish day 7, count the week. Day 14, count 2 weeks. Hey, that's it. Then all the rest of it, I don't know who he has to mention anything about weeks. Why are we mentioning weeks along the way? So the Rambam says, V'ilu ho'yoshuas mitzvah v'niyatah le'sidru v'nyonah le'vodeh li'yoshuas b'vat. Only 7, 14, 21, etc. V'ayu lehen shtei brochas. It says, and furthermore, there ought to be two separate brochas. As we have in Tzvillin, in fact. Asher Kedishon Rutsoy Sobit Tzivon Osfiras Yimei Ha'imer, on the days that are not Osfiras Ha'imer. That would be too generic. Because that's for us, that we say there's one mitzvah, so it's Sfiras Ha'imer. What is Sfiras Ha'imer? Days and weeks. Together. But if this is actually a separate mitzvah for each, then the bracha would have to be Osfiras Yimei Ha'imer, Vosfiras Shavuoy Ha'imer, and on the weeks of the Ha'imer. Ve'ein Adover Kein, he said. Whatever we Jews do, that's one thing we don't do. We haven't heard of anyone that has two brachas yet for Sfiras Ha'imer. He has two brachas for Tilim, probably the Rambam, you know, existed, but two brachas for Sfiras Ha'imer. Aval HaMitzvah is Sfiras Ha'imer Yom HaVushvois of Kamoisha Kasav. It's a combination of the days and the weeks together, as I have written. It's very interesting. The Rambam explores then exactly how to understand these two parshas. Like two components of one mitzvah, two separate mitzvahs. And according to the Rambam, we're still a little bit perturbed. They are wired in two totally separate parshas. Parshas Emor talks about Tisperuch Hamishim Yayim, and there it talks about Shiva Shavuos Tisperloch. What's the implication? I think we could say, Benkach or Benkach, what's the inyan of the counting of the weeks? However we look at it. What do we have to count weeks for? Count it 50 days, 50 days. The reason we don't only count weeks, because weeks, Parashat comes once a week. So if we wouldn't count the days, we wouldn't have anything more than 7 times counting. Okay, so we want to count each day is significant. Good, but what do we need weeks for? Just count the days. 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever. We'll get there eventually. So what do we need? Shuva Shavuos Tisperloch. So I think that the notion is to give us a little bit of clearer image of the past, of how much time passed. You know, there are 7 weeks. One day, two day, three day. You know, days are comforting sometimes. You know, it's still 28 days left until Shavuos. You know, when I start to realize that 3 weeks are gone and only 4 weeks left, that's a different focus, a different perspective. And it could be that's why we count really, according to the Rambam's view, every day we count that way. We count the days, but then we put a very clear, you know, how much time has passed already. In this 7 week count, you know, it's a week and a week and 3 days, you know. Exactly. 1 point. You know, the summary. Time. Spirity teaches us to use time well. To be disciplined about time. Time is important. From time, a person could accomplish a great deal. For machsh of time. Rav Naftali Chop, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was ill. So in Yeshiva and Radin, they went that people should learn in Hiskus. So the Chofetz Chaim had a point to make. So the Chofetz Chaim said that I'll learn 2 minutes in Hiskus. What was the point of the Chofetz Chaim? The point of the Chofetz Chaim was he wanted the Talmidim to realize how significant 2 minutes of learning is. 2 minutes of learning is such a powerful schus that it could be matter of Naftali's life. Don't think you have to sit and learn for 7 months straight around the clock. 2 minutes of learning is so powerful that that's a schus that could be machri of the kaf. Right? Kaf schus. We don't machsh of time. Small amounts of time without machsh. It's also it's part of this, certainly it's a mental discipline also. That sometimes we need, just to get comfortable, we need a certain amount of just to get comfortable sort of to get focused, to get into what we have to do. If the amount of time is short, we just don't even have enough time to get mind focused. It's great people. And it's not necessarily inborn. But great people have put tremendous efforts into concentration. One of Ramesh's closest Talmidim told me that Ramesh had tremendous concentration, but he said that he worked very hard for it. It did not just come supernaturally to him. It's tremendous effort that he put to stay very, very focused on what he had to do, and not to be, you know, pulled by other things. He focused on the task at hand. He had a tremendous ability to focus, and that's a very important point. To be marsh of time, we need to be able to get down to work very quickly. You know, if I have 5 hours to go, it takes 15, 20 minutes, a half an hour warm up. Now, you know, by 9:30, I'm ready to roll. You know, a day's work ahead of me. To be able to come to the office at 10 to 5, and I have to leave at 5, and use those 10 minutes, it's very hard. I feel already so overwhelmed. What's left? What can I do? Ramesh is a Tzalat secretary. His name was Ramesh Rivlin. I knew him. And he said once in the years that he was working to organize the yeshiva in, for Staten Island, so Ramesh was on the phone a lot asking people for their assistance. So he would call up, and if he got what he wanted, good. If he didn't get what he wanted, he used to ring through to Ramesh. He was either sat in Ramesh's house, and Ramesh would get on the phone, and Ramesh would speak. And then as soon as he was finished, he'd hang up. He says, if I needed him 2 minutes later, I had to rouse him from his learning again. He was gone. His concentration was such. But Sphira is special as an emphasis in the Cheshivas of time. To take time each day, we can accomplish a great deal. But we have to be focused on that day. So I think that's an overriding lima that we can take from Sphira Sa'ima. There's a machshav of each day. Each day is significant. we'll hold it at this point. Okay.
So why don't we approach, say, today's 1/7 of the week, 2/7. You know, we're going to put it in terms of weeks also.
I guess, listen, it's not a week yet, so we didn't, you know, get up to that, you know. Start from the week.
0 weeks. Not 0, 1/7, 2/7, 3/7 of the week. It's a math. You never heard of fractions?
That's kosher.
But they don't say it.